Blog Talk Radio.
There is a legend of two men out on the sports prairie. Two lonesome men that can wrap up the last 24 hours of sports for you. It is the legend of El Presidente and his faithful sidekick, $2 Bill Josh. It is the legend of the balance wrap-up, and that legend continues today.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
All right, boys and girls, welcome to the Balance / Gary Snyder Show. My name's Tom Marquis, and we're going to be joining the Gary Snyder Show live. And we've got a jam-packed hour for you. Normally we run 2 hours, but because of some technical difficulties, we're only going to run 1 hour. So glad that you could join us. And I tell you what, and we'll get into it when Gary gets here, but, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about some Notre Dame. We've got a very special guest, former bass player, Guns N' Roses. That's right, boys and girls, right here on the Balance Radio Network. We'll be right back with the Gary Snyder Show live.
On the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Oh, okay, that was the cough button. We're back. Now, before we get to Tom, as we join the Balance Radio Network and his listeners from the Balance Radio Network, if you've been listening for any amount of time, you know I just got new carpet in my house, and you know the search and the hassle I went through to get that carpet up until I discovered Lehman floor covering in Huntington. Now, when I needed this carpet, I did what everybody else did. That's right. I went to the big box stores expecting to find the carpet I wanted, the customer service, all of that. And you know what I found was missing? That's right, service. Then a friend recommended Lehman floor covering in Huntington. Not only did Lehman floor covering have all the top brands of carpeting, Mohawk, Stainmaster, Baylo, Shaw, they also had that something that was missing from every other place I checked out. Great customer service, attention to detail, and that personal touch. So if you're looking for new carpet, hardwood floors, laminate, vinyl, heck, they even specialize in new baths and kitchens, and carry H&K countertops made right here in Marion, Layman Floor Covering will have what you want when you need it with the customer service you deserve. Layman Floor Covering is your one-stop shop from ceiling to floor. And you know what? They wouldn't have been in business for over 50 years if they weren't doing it exactly right. Give them a call, 260-356-7226. Again, 260-356-7226 for a free estimate. You can also visit them at laymanfloorcovering.com or just head on up the road. What, it's 25 minutes away to their newly expanded store at 1940 Aetna Avenue in Huntington. Layman Floor Covering. All right, now we join Tom. Tom, are you there? I hope.
I am here, sir, ready to rock and roll. Are you there?
I am. Isn't that great, the way technology works? Now, do we have Josh, anybody else with us today?
No, Josh is not with us today. He got tied, as you know, we work for the same company, and we're working on this project, and he has some mandatory overtime that he has to do because he had to miss some time because of a root canal. So he is not with us today. He's working his other job.
Love the mandatory overtime.
Yeah, or just mandatory work time. I don't know. He's calling it mandatory overtime, but I know he missed a day's worth of work, so I don't really think it's overtime for him.
Well, hey, this hour, and we're going to start here in just a minute, just a second here, we have my interview that I did earlier today with Duff McKagan. He is the former bass player for Guns N' Roses, i.e. all the Guns N' Roses music today. And at the bottom of the hour, Bob Lenneke, Notre Dame beat writer for the South Bend Tribune, breaks down the Irish's loss to SoCal on Saturday night. How pumped are you about this Duff McKagan interview?
Me? I'm about as pumped as you can be for somebody that likes Guns N' Roses. If we would have had Axl on, or what was his name? The guy with
Slash.
The Slash. Who's Axl? Who knows? Now, see, that I would have been more pumped. You know, I was an 80s hair band kind of guy, so, you know. I'm pumped.
All right.
Let's get to it.
Let's get our listeners right to the interview. It's about 8 minutes long. We'll play that, play some commercials, and we'll be right back, talk some football the rest of the hour. Sound like a plan?
It sounds like a plan. Stop the teasing, man. Just go, all right.
All right, here is my interview with Duff McKagan.
And now, it's my pleasure on the Gary Snyder Show to introduce Duff McKagan, new author, It's So Easy, and Other Lies, former bassist for Guns N' Roses, one of my favorite groups of all time. Duff McKagan, welcome to the Gary Snyder Show.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me on.
When people write books, they usually have a story to tell and the reasons behind it. Tell us why you decided to write this book and why now.
Great. Yeah, great question. That's a good angle to start this thing. I about 3.5 years ago, I was given a Thursday column at the Seattle Weekly. I'm from Seattle. I had written one article in my life, and it was in about 2005. I was on tour with Velvet Revolver, and a magazine asked me to write an article about 1987 in Hollywood. And I wrote this article. They knew I'd gone through college recently and assumed that maybe I'd be able to put a couple sentences together. And I did, and that was it. I thought, that's my writing career. I wrote that one article for that one magazine. And a couple of years later, Seattle Weekly gave me a column. And I wasn't vying for it. It just kind of came out of nowhere. Again, I was on the road with the Velvet Revolver, and I was kind of more terrified about having this column than I was about playing a gig in front of 10,000 people that night. Like, uh-oh. Because in words, you know, you have to have a point, you have to have an arc, you have to tell a story, and or have an angle or whatever. And suddenly I got that first column out. The second week I got another column out, and I was getting a bit more comfortable. Third week, a bit more comfortable. But the fourth week, I found that I could articulate my thoughts and stuff much better in the written word than I ever could talking about it. And it was unexpected, this whole thing. And then I was given another column with Playboy. So suddenly I had two columns a week, and I was writing a lot of words. And I started writing these side stories about, I didn't know what I was going to do with them, but they were just these kind of honesty stories. And I put them in this file in my Word, you know, on my Mac. It was just titled Honesty. And I was throwing these words in there. I was throwing these 1,000 words at a time or 2,000 words at a time into this honesty file. And I had no burning desire to tell my story, but my story was suddenly being written, and I was writing it. And I gave about 20,000 of those words to my editor at Playboy, this guy Tim Moore, who had edited Hunter S. Thompson, a couple of his books, and a bunch of articles for Playboy, a really great editor, and a guy I trusted because I was working with him. And he read it, and he kind of switched around the order of the documents I sent him, and sent me this 20,000-word thing back. I mean, they were my words, and it was an arc of a story. And it was really, for me, it took my breath away a little bit, because there it was, that kind of warts and all, my truth. And I didn't like it so much at first, but he really, you know, pushed me. He said, write to these 20,000 words. Write to that part of the story, and that part of the story, and that other part of the story. And I started doing it and found a groove, and sort of like Forrest Gump, I just kept writing. And at the end, I had probably twice as many words that are in this book. But it was this sort of whole story. And I think, it's important. And I'm a book nerd, so writing a book is something I've always aspired to do. And here we go. Here it's out.
Now, how did you come up with the name It's So Easy? Obviously, a song from your Appetite from Destruction, Appetite for Destruction album. But why It's So Easy?
Well, you have to have a title for your book, number one. So that pushed me to find something. But I think it's apropos. I didn't have a title first. The title was the very, very last thing. And I think it describes the whole thing. You know, I mean, It's So Easy was a song I wrote the lyrics for back then, and so I know exactly what the lyrics meant to me as a 21-year-old kid. They meant like, yeah, man, everything, you know, reckless and nothing bad can happen to me. And the truth is, you know, in my experience at least, I led that reckless sort of life, and you know, I was a sensitive guy and all that, and grew up in a big family and had plenty of people I loved and loved me, and I had a great band, but I just many times didn't rise to the occasion. I rose to the occasion plenty of times too, but at 30 years of age, I ended up in the hospital bed, and so It's Easy and Other Lies, it just seems like an apropos. It kind of explains the whole book. Once you get done with the book, you go, yeah, that's the exact right title for this book.
You know, my first experience with Guns N' Roses actually came in a dorm room at Ball State University when a friend of mine said, hey, I have two tickets to go see David Lee Roth up in Fort Wayne, and there's this new awesome band opening up for him called Guns N' Roses. Do you want to go? I did, and I've been hooked ever since. Kind of give us your take on the beginning years of Guns N' Roses and kind of how it fell apart.
Oh, man, you got to read the book. I mean, I can't explain to you in a soundbite. The experience of that whole thing is just too, I don't have a soundbite for that. It's a long, long story, really.
Well, when you take a look at your book, what do you want readers to take away from your book and about you?
Books that I read, I don't know if the authors want their readers to take away anything. It's my experience. It's out there. I think people will get different things from the book. I assume they will. But it's not, if you're looking to get that book that's about the sex and me throwing people under the bus and all of that, it's not that book. It's just a personal account of a guy going insane, having a, you know, finding a wonderful band and five guys. How did these guys meet, you know, and where did they all come from, and how did they meet, and how did they achieve that thing, that how did they write those songs, and it's about that, and then it's about the my personal unraveling as the band got bigger, and my eventual turn into the hospital, and then my way out of the hospital, really, getting my stuff together, and getting married and having kids, and then forming Velvet Revolver, and having that same, you know, nearly the same success again. I mean, as close as you can get to the success, especially for 2004. You know, having a number one record and all of that, and trying not to fall into the same things again, just a guy's story.
All right, thanks a lot, Duff, and good luck with the book.
Thank you so much.
Bring in your corn, we'll make some steam. Together we'll keep the environment green.
It's time to start.
Empty in the valley of your heart, the sonnet rises slowly as you walk away from all the fears and all the faults you've left behind. The harvest left no food for you to eat. You cannibal, you meat eater, you see. But I've seen the same, I know the shame in your defeat. But I will hold on hope, and I won't let you choke on the noose around your neck. And I'll find strength in pain, and I will change my ways. I'll know my name as it's cold again.
All right, we are back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Schaefer's Indiana Turf. They've been in business since 1929, and they are back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Schaefer's Indiana Turf, they're up in Fort Wayne, and they are the place to go. Did I emphasize the place to go? For all of your mowing needs this fall and all of your snow removal needs this winter, including the Ariens Snow Throw Snowblowers, Gravely Mowers, and, of course, they're still one of Indiana's largest Dixie Chopper dealers. Schaefer's Indiana Turf has been in business since 1929, and if you're doing the math, that's a really long time. Or if you're actually doing the math, that's about 82 years of serving Fort Wayne, Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area. They still carry all the top brands, Ariens Snow Throw, Gravely, Hustler, Dixie Chopper. They even have those Echo chainsaws and leaf blowers that you're going to need. And keep in mind, it doesn't matter where you bought it or what brand it is. Schaefer's Indiana Turf can and will fix it in their state-of-the-art service center. Give them a call, 260-489-3391, or you can visit their store at 5202 West Washington Center Road, just up the highway in Fort Wayne. Or you can visit them on the web at indianaturf.com. Of course, they have the best tagline ever. And just not in the mowing, just ever. Remember, if you grow it, mow it, or blow it, Schaefer's can help. Do you like the tagline there, Tom? Oh, maybe we lost Tom. I don't know. Well, hey, I hope you enjoyed the Duff.
I am here.
Duff McKagan interview. It was, the unfortunate part. The unfortunate part about doing these interviews, especially with, celebrities like Duff, and we have an interview coming up with a couple more to be announced here in a few days that I'm really excited about. Is that they put you on a very strict time limit, and obviously it was unfortunate, but it's one of the policies of the interview, I guess. What did you think of the interview, Tom?
I thought it was a very good interview. It's always good when you get to hear some of the. Some of the guys from way back, if you will, and that kind of lifestyle, and they always end up, not all of them, but a lot of them end up telling these tell-all books. I was interested when he said if you're looking for a book that throws people underneath the bus and whatever, this isn't the book. But certainly, obviously, I'm sure that he talks about his drug and alcohol addictions and the life on the road with Guns N' Roses, and I'm sure he played with many other bands. And I'd be interested to read that book as well. I found it interesting that he used to write for Playboy. Now, that's got to be a pretty good gig, just saying.
Who knows? Moving on to other subjects. Look outside. Well, maybe today isn't the best example, but at some point it's going to get really nasty out. Winter is rapidly approaching. Trust me, I've lived in Indiana long enough. And time is running out to get that much-needed work done on your home. Got a leaky roof or storm damage? Call Dominion Home Builders now. 317-523-8414. Dominion Home Builders is an honest, top-notch general contractor serving Central, North Central, and East Central Indiana. Call them today, 317-523-8414. That's 317 523-8414. You can visit them online at dhbindiana.com. Dominion Home Builders. Structurally sound, distinguished by excellence. Yeah, Tom, when we go back and look at that interview, I wish we had more time where we could have got into a little bit more discussion of, you know, what it was like being in, you know, probably one of the most prolific hair rock bands of the mid-80s, Guns N' Roses.
Oh, absolutely. Obviously, Guns N' Roses, Van Halen, and others are synopsis. That's not even a word. Go hand in hand. We'll use that word. Go hand in hand with 80s hair bands. And Guns N' Roses was certainly one of the great ones. And so it was good. And I'm sure that, it's just so – I mean, when you hang out with a guy named Slash, I mean, you know you're going to have some stories to tell.
My guess is most of those stories probably could not be told on the air.
My guess is you're probably right. The book, it's so easy. It should be a great book, and if that's your thing. But I'm always interested in reading, I know this sounds bad, but I'm always interested in reading the train wreck of other people's lives. And I guess that's what sells books. So.
All right, Tom, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back after the bottom of the hour news, we'll have Bob Winicky, Notre Dame beat writer for the South Bend Tribune, right here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Bringing local news.
Like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com. Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
All right, and welcome back to the Balance Wrap-Up. My name is Tom Marquis, and joining me live will be the Gary Snyder of the Gary Snyder Show. So that's why we call this the Balance / Gary Snyder Show. I tell you what, we're going to break down here, and just as soon as we get back from the break, we're going to break down from the news break, we're going to break down the USC Trojans and Notre Dame Fighting Irish on Saturday night. They just did not show up. And we've got great interview scheduled, so we're going to get them on the line here in just a moment. You're listening to the Balance Radio Network right here on Blog Talk Radio Network.
is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of the brotherhood of man, or whatever that means. Into a crisis time when I'm lying in bed just to get it all out.
All right, we are back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Before we get to our next guest, I need to tell you about Freightco. Freightco is a leading freight company in Northeast Indiana, and they are growing, and they want you. That's right. Freightco is looking for owner-operators who want miles and home time. If this sounds like you, then listen up. Freightco offers a 92-cent CPM plus, that's in addition to, for all you Cardinal fans out there, a competitive FSC, and that's on all dispatches. Now, I don't know what a CPM and FSC are, but if you're an owner-operator, I bet you do, and it has to be important. They put it in their ad. Freightco drivers average 2,500-plus miles a week and are home on weekends. Freightco offers consistent lanes, with many being drop and hook. So if you're looking for a company that puts customers and employees first, or you just want more information on what Freightco has to offer, then give Ray a call. Don't do it now. He's probably at home eating dinner. Do it tomorrow morning. 866-397-2581. 866-397-2581. Or you can visit them on the web at freightco.org. Freightco, they are a freight moving company. If you cannot remember all of that, all you really have to remember is GaryLSnyder.com. All right, now joining us on the Gary Snyder Show and the Balance Radio Network, Bob, and I hope I'm saying this right, Winicky. He is the Notre Dame beat writer for the South Bend Tribune. Bob, are you there, and did I screw up your name?
No, you got it right. I'm not the beat writer, though. I'm a little lower on the totem pole than that, but you can call me whatever you want.
Did you say you're lower on the totem pole?
Pardon me?
Did you say you're lower on the totem pole than that?
Yeah, I handle most of the recruiting stuff, and I head up our Irish Sports Report publication.
All right. Well, hey, I'll give you beat writer if you're comfortable with it. If not, I'll just call you a sports reporter.
Do I get a raise with it?
Yeah, you tell me. You go and tell them that I said you could have one.
Okay, got it.
It doesn't even work for me here.
Pardon me?
I said it doesn't even work for me here.
I won't go out and spend a lot of money tonight, then. I'll hold off on major purchases.
All right, Tom,
well,
go ahead.
We could give him the Gary Snyder coffee mug if he's cool with that. If you want Gary's mug on your mug, Bob, we can hook you up on that. Bob, so glad that you could join us. Whatever your title is at the South Bend Tribune, we're going to talk some Notre Dame football. So that, hope you're ready for that.
Let's do it. Some people want to hear it, don't they?
Yeah, I don't know if they want to hear it today, but I guess it's better than that than talking Colts. But we talked about this earlier today. Obviously, Notre Dame did not show up. Notre Dame rushed for just 41 yards, averaging 2.9 yards per carry. What happened up there in South Bend, Bob?
You know, I think it was a hungrier USC team than a lot of people expected. You know, you get teams like USC that are on probation and they get one loss in them and people tend to think that, okay, this team's going to kind of mail it in. They should be easy to beat. Well, that's a pretty hungry USC team. I mean, you hear people say, well, Notre Dame's got more talent than USC right now. I don't know if I believe that. I don't know if it's wrong, but USC's still got talent. There's still some pretty darn good football players in that program. And I don't think they like losing to Notre Dame last year, and I think they came out and played really, really well. They were more physical, and I think Lane Kiffin had a better coaching night than Brian Kelly did. You add those two together, and you got a two-touchdown victory.
Well, Bob, as we went into the game, the much maligned, or at least we were led to believe that the USC offensive line was not up to par with the rest of the team, But boy, for a group of people who weren't supposed to be very good, they sure pushed around and owned the offense, owned the line of scrimmage against the Irish on Saturday night.
Yeah, they did. They created huge holes early that Mark Tyler was able to run through and curse McNeil. And what that did is it made the Notre Dame defense, you know, they had to respect the run. And then after they gassed them pretty good on that first drive and went down the field on them, Notre Dame had to respect the run, and it set up the pass for Matt Barkley. He took advantage of that. And, it was a physical unit, and they pushed around Notre Dame's offensive or defensive line and linebackers pretty well. They owned that front seven. And that just opened, as the game went on, that opened things up for Robert Woods to get loose and for Matt Barkley to do what he did the other night. And if you would have told me one of those teams was going to win the rushing, you know, battle by the margin that they did, I would have thought it was going to be Notre Dame that did that to USC, not the other way around.
Now, Bob, appreciate you joining us today. I know you've got a very busy schedule, but I think one of the big turning points in the game, Irish face a third and goal from one, and we're about to actually tie the game. But Chris fumbled the snap. I think that was the huge turning point in the game. What are your thoughts when that happened?
Absolutely. You're going in. I mean, that's a 14-point swing right there. If they score, the place is going nuts. It's a tie game, and that's kind of when you think that Notre Dame's probably going to take that game over, just because, you know, USC was a team, like I said, that, you know, they're not going to a bowl game, they're on probation, and you wonder what's in it for them, but all of a sudden they're up two touchdowns, and they're in pretty good shape. Now, it wasn't over then. Notre Dame came back and scored after that, but then USC scored another touchdown later to put it away, but that was really the key to the game right there. It was, Tommy Rees gets hurt. They bring in Chris. I complete the fourth down pass, I think, and had him at the one, and boom, the fumble snap. And it's just the picture I'll remember that game is as Juwanza Starling's run down the field. Michael Floyd's just got one knee down in the 10-yard line with his head down in disbelief. And I think that kind of summed it up right there. They just couldn't believe that happened. It was really reminiscent of the opening game, the opening drive of the season, when Jonas Gray fumbled at the goal line and South Florida returned it for a touchdown, kind of set the tone. It really, really felt like that moment revisited right there.
Now, you know, one of the, troubling factors to me is that this USC defense, which was probably supposed to be probably the weaker side of the ball, the way they stopped that Notre Dame running game, because Notre Dame came into this game, Sierra Wood and Jonas Gray running like men amongst boys, and, boy, they were just completely shut down.
Yeah, you looked at this USC defense, and it wasn't the type of USC defense that we're accustomed to seeing. You know, there wasn't Clay Matthews and Ray Malug and Brian Cushing out there. You know, there's still some good players, but it just wasn't the number and the volume and the depth of players that you're used to seeing out of USC. They did a good job on Notre Dame. I mean, Notre Dame, seven of their 17 points came on special teams with the kick return, and the time of possession was about a 2-1 advantage for USC. So you've just got to take your hat off to USC. They came in and they beat Notre Dame. I mean, there's nothing else you can say about it.
Now, talk a little bit about some of the things we were talking about right here on this show earlier today. Obviously, you cover a lot of recruiting. So what are your thoughts, Gunner to Notre Dame, and do you think there was any recruiting implications in Saturday's game?
You know, hard to say yet. A lot of those recruits didn't leave town until the day. Most of them didn't come in until Saturday, so their 48-hour visit window didn't start until Saturday and end of the day. So a lot of those kids were still on campus, you know, leaving this morning, so we haven't had a chance to talk to a lot of them. As far as Gunner, that's a tough call. I don't know if he ends up at Notre Dame, but I really have a hard time thinking that if Indiana's still in it, that they win a battle for one of the top players in the country twice. That's going to be hard to get him back. I know he said he's reopened it, but I just don't see him heading back to Indiana after kind of backing out this case. Notre Dame, there's some young guys there in front of them. Rees is a true sophomore. Andrew Hendricks is essentially a redshirt freshman, so he's got 3 years left after this. And then they got a kid who, a spread quarterback, who's looks like he's redshirting this year, and he'll have four years of eligibility after this year. So there are some young bodies there in front of Gunner. You know, quarterbacks are a confident group. They come in and they think they can play early, and you know, what if your coach, you want guys to think that way. If they come in and start talking about a depth chart that's loaded, your answer to them is, well, if you don't think you can compete for this job, then we really don't want you. So Gunner's got to think that he can win this job, and he's, you know, Notre Dame's, I'm sure, telling that, and I'm sure they'd love to have him. I just, you know, really, he was kind of off the Notre Dame radar since he committed, so it's really hard to say what he's thinking. This kind of came out of the blue.
Now, the Notre Dame, this is one of the largest weekends of recruiting. They had over, 56, 57 kids in for the weekend. You know, does the performance on the field, do you think, affects these recruits at all?
You know, any good recruiter will tell these kids, well, you see what happened? This is why we need you. I mean, you can spin recruiting any way you want, and I'm sure that's what Notre Dame's coaches were saying. They're talking about a program they're building. You know, they're not going to – they're going to tell kids don't get hung up on one loss, and I'm sure that's what they're saying. You know, they need some bodies, and they had kids in here who are, you know, top elite players in the country, and these kids think they can come in, and, you know, you don't know if they will or not. You don't know what's going to happen in recruiting. But you can spin it however you want, and I'm sure another earnings coaches are saying, we lost the other night. This is why we need you. You can come in and help us right away.
Now, flipping the coin on the other side of the ball, I thought Matt Barkley played a fantastic game. How would you rank Matt Barkley against Notre Dame on Saturday?
Oh, I thought he was terrific. I thought he came in with a poise. I thought he came in with a presence. You know, he's not well known too much as a runner. Didn't have a lot of rushing yards, but the two plays that really stand out about him were the plays where he kind of got flushed out of the pocket, rolled right a little bit, and made – Notre Dame outside linebackers missed with just a little ball fake, and both were key plays. I think both of them resulted in first downs and kept drives alive. So, yeah, Barkley played like a veteran quarterback. He started and won here 2 years ago, and when Notre Dame played out at USC last year and lost that game, Barkley didn't play, if you remember. It was Mitch Mustaine who played. So Matt Barkley was the big difference. He's he is a very, very good college quarterback, and he showed a lot the other night, I thought.
Well, going forward for the Irish, you know, how do you motivate a team after a loss like this? And I guess a question, too, is a little bit of controversy in the press conference afterwards. Some people thought that Brian Kelly was throwing some of his players under the bus a little bit.
Yeah, you know, he didn't single anybody out really, you know, individually by naming them. He was a little, you know, he said Dane Chris confidence is kind of something he has to work on. Yeah, I was a little surprised at that because I didn't think Brian Kelly had his best coaching night since he's been at Notre Dame. I think it's going to be a tough week for these guys this week. You know, he as much as said that it's going to be a long, hard week for them. I think that's how he motivates them. They've got four very winnable games coming up with Navy, Wake Forest, and Maryland, and Boston College, four teams that they should beat. I know Wake Forest is having a good year, but that's a team that they should beat. But, you know, I think it's going to be a hard week of practice. I think they're going to be ready to get to a game on Saturday. The best thing you can do is you know, flush this one out of your system and get to work and go try and get another win, do something to Navy. Do to Navy what they did to you last year. So, I think they're still in line for probably an 8-4 season. I don't see them beating Stanford at the end of the year out there, but they can still have a nice season. They're not going to go to a BCS bowl game, but, that's life. They lost these games, and they got to live with that. So, you find out a little bit about what you've got for next year, and you go from there.
Now, I'm glad you mentioned Navy, and because really two games in a row, I mean, I think Coach Kiffin really did a fantastic job on getting his players to focus on the game and just kind of block out a lot of the extracurricular stuff that were going on. And obviously USC and Navy are big event games for Notre Dame. I mean, really big games for Notre Dame that they mark on their calendar all year long, even if they don't win any game at all. To win those two games are the biggest of their season. Now, obviously Notre Dame hosts Navy coming off a 38-35 loss to East Carolina in its fifth consecutive defeat after a 2-0 start. But one thing about the Irish and the midshipmen, they always play Notre Dame well, and obviously Navy has a fantastic rushing game, I think like number two or number three in the nation. Coming off this loss, how does Notre Dame do what USC was able to do and block out a lot of the extracurricular stuff that's going on and really just focus on the game?
Well, I think it's, you know, like we said, Brian Kelly gets them back to work and gets them focused on winning and says, hey, you didn't play up to your capabilities last week, and you got to come out and get a win. Otherwise, this season can spiral out of control a little bit if you lose to Navy. You know, you don't want to lose to Navy for a third consecutive year in 4 years out of five. It's just not the way it should be at Notre Dame. So, you know, I think Brian Kelly has his players' attention this week. I think they'll be focused. I would be surprised if they didn't come out and play pretty well this Saturday.
Well, hey, Bob, we want to thank you for joining us today. Obviously, you probably have stalkers on Facebook, Twitter, website. Where can people find you at and all the social media stuff and websites?
Sure. IrishSportsReport.com and SouthBendTribune.com. And then we've got a new app for Apple users. It's HuddleUp.com, where kind of it's a one-stop shopping place for all things Notre Dame involving Twitter. It's 99 cents, and it's something that we just launched within the last couple of weeks, and we're starting to see a lot of good results on. Just search for HuddleUp.com, and that'll get you there.
Hey, Bob, thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, before we wrap things up here, I need to tell you about United Country, Natalie L. Real Estate. Now, and Natalie Letterly. Now, if you're looking for a house to buy or you're looking to sell a home, you can talk to all the other agents, and there are a lot of them out there. You know, it seems like everybody and their brother is a real estate agent these days. But whether you call Natalie Letterly first or you call her last, she needs to be involved in any conversation you're having about a real estate transaction. Again, let me say this, and listen closely. Natalie Letterly, you call her first, you call her last. Doesn't matter. But she needs to be involved in any real estate conversation you are having. Now, she has the credentials that are second to none, the professionalism, the experience. But what sets Natalie apart from all the other brokers is the passion that she has for real estate to help you find your dream home or sell your existing home. Call her, 260-358-9288. One more time, 260-358-9288, or you can visit her online at ELLERealestate.com. Again, ELLERealestate.com. She serves Grant County, Huntington County, and all the surrounding area. Call her first or call her last, but Natalie Letterly and United Country, Natalie L. Real Estate, needs to be involved in any conversation you are having about real estate. All right, Tom, some very interesting things that Bob talked about there.
Oh, yeah, it was a fantastic interview, and I enjoyed talking with him. And I think he pointed out some very good points. And obviously the most important point, Notre Dame has just got to put this behind him and go back to work and get ready for Navy.
Because if they don't, they will find that Navy will beat them, like he said, for the third time in 4 years.
Absolutely. And like I said, this is a big event for 2 weeks in a row. Obviously, USC and Navy are huge Super Bowl-type events for Notre Dame. And, you know, like I said, USC did a great job of not focusing on that stuff. And even though Notre Dame's at home and they get caught up in all the hype and it's a lot of fun to be at home, they need to focus on what they're there for, and that's to beat Navy.
Well, you know, and Tom or Bob said this doesn't necessarily ruin their season. But going forward, knowing that, you know, they're not going to be in a BCS pool now, do you expect some kind of letdown from the Irish?
Absolutely. It's probably the biggest letdown that they could have. I'm not saying that that's I didn't hear Bob say that, but I don't think that that's where they're at right now. But I think if they lose against Navy, that's exactly where they're at.
Well, and, you know, one of the interesting things that Bob pointed out was, you know, Coach Kelly took the unprecedented step of kind of throwing some of the players under the bus, and that was all a buzz on Twitter after the game. But, you know, Bob goes to point out that, you know, hey, Kiffin out coached Kelly in that too. That was probably not his best coaching performance either.
Kiffin did a heck of a job of coaching his team and doing what he had to do. USC came to South Bend and took care of business, went to work, and went home. And it was all in a day's work for them. And Notre Dame cannot have a very, very, very disciplined team with the U.S. Navy to come in there and do this to them again on Saturday. I don't know. I just don't think it'll happen. But I think that they do need to be ready for a tough game against Navy. Absolutely. Like I said, they have number three in the nation in rushing. So, absolutely. And, Gary, real quick, while we're on here, I know that we didn't get the second hour done. So I thought, well, you know, maybe some of our listeners didn't get to hear the second hour of Friday's show that we reran again. So we're just going to basically rerun the second hour on Friday of the show that you had on Friday here on the Balance Radio Network for the next hour.
Hey, more of me is a good thing.
I say that humbly. You do got a coffee mug. You absolutely have a coffee mug. So, you know. So the listeners here on the Balance Radio Network can stay around. Obviously, if you have to go, you can find this on the website, www.thebalanceonline.com, and GaryLSnyder.com. You can also stalk Gary on Twitter as well, and me, The Balance on T-Balance on Twitter.
Well, we have probably about 30 seconds, Tom, real quick. Game 5 tonight of the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Texas Rangers get even last night with a 4-0 win. Game 5 tonight, the winner of this game is one win away from a World Series championship. What happens tonight in about 30 seconds?
St. Louis has got to win, and, you know, plain and simple. I mean, they've just got to not let it slip away, and I think the Cardinals will win. I told you guys all along this is going to go 7 games, so it'll go 7 games. Cardinals win tonight.
You think the Cardinals take this, and then it goes back to St. Louis then?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, Tom, I want to thank our guests today, which we had a ton of them, Jimmy Cavanaugh, Lieutenant Justin Fall from the Marion Police Department, Abby Phillips, White House reporter for Politico.com, Duff McKagan, former Guns N' Roses bassist, and Bob Winicky from the South Bend Tribune. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Your source.
Boo!
Boo!
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It's wonderful.
Well, bravo!
More!
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 All right. That concludes the live portion of our show. And what we're going to do is we're going to rebroadcast the second hour of October 21st of the Gary Snyder Show right here on the Balance Radio Network. We'll be back tomorrow, 5 o'clock Eastern, right here on the Balance Radio Network. My name is Sal Marquis, El Presidente. Thanks for joining us.
They're at 827 North Main Street in Bluffton. And they are your one stop for firearms, ammunition, and reloading supplies. Stop in and talk to their friendly staff with years of experience in hunting, the shooting sports, and military-style firearms. They carry a big selection of modern sporting firearms, handguns, and shotguns with one of the biggest inventories around at the best prices, period. They also deal in NFA items such as silencers, short-barreled rifles, and yes, you can even buy a machine gun from 21st Century Firearms. Check them out online, 21stCenturyFirearms.com, or you can shop them online at shop.21stCenturyFirearms.com. Store hours are 10 to 6 Monday through Friday. Saturdays are open from 9 to 4. Any questions, give them a call, 260-824-5530.
When you want no-holds-barred talk, you want the Gary Snyder Show, weekdays from 3 to 6 here on WBAT Marion.
My horse Saturday and Sunday too. I was thinking about ways not to lose. Lay down my weapons is what I've done. Too late to hide, feet too soft to run. But people say I'm the luckiest man. And yeah, they say running is useless, fighting is foolish. You're not gonna win, but still you're the luckiest man. You're up against too many horses and mysterious forces.
All right, we are back on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Want to thank our previous guest last hour, Jimmy Cavanaugh. He is better known as Jimmy the Intern. He is the official IU football intern for the Gary Snyder Show. Not necessarily breaking some news. I know we had talked earlier in the week, and he had told me about the Gunnar Keel possible decommitment from IU. Did break today on the Indianapolis Star. We knew it a little bit earlier in the week. Gunnar Keel will actually be up at Notre Dame Stadium tomorrow visiting Notre Dame. The IU Hoosiers head out west to take on Iowa here this week, tomorrow. We also talked with Dr. Yaron Brook. He is the executive director of the Ayn Rand Center for Individual Rights. Talked a little bit about what they do and the Occupy Wall Street protests. I guess taking a foothold across not only the country, but across the world. All right, coming up a little bit this hour, Evan Williams. He is the editor of Bleeding Black and Gold. He will be with us to talk about IU's matchup with Illinois tomorrow at Ross-Ade Stadium in West Lafayette. Tough matchup for the Hoosiers. We'll hear what Evan has to say. The 5 o'clock hour, we have former head coach of the Texas Tech Red Raiders. I'm not talking about Bobby Knight. Probably just as controversial, though. Mike Leach will be with us to talk about what he is doing now, and he's got a new book out, Sports for Dorks, College Football. And also, Cliff Tanner will be here at the bottom of the 5 o'clock hour to talk about the Chase as they head to Talladega Nights this weekend. He is the host of RadioSpeedTalk.com. All right, keep in mind that tonight, starting at 7 o'clock, we will start our coverage of Marion football. Marion travels to Jake County tonight. Jim and Jeff will have all your play-by-play coverage here starting at 7 as the Marion Giants trying to move on in sectional play. I will be heading north. Is it north? Northwest. Northeast. To watch my Huntington North Vikings take on Homestead, 9-0 Homestead. What a screwing they got. That sectional is just unbelievable. 9-0 Homestead, perennial powerhouse Fort Wayne Snyder, undefeated Kokomo, one loss Fort Wayne North, Fort Wayne South, and then Huntington North. What a sectional. I guess probably a good thing Marion didn't head that way. Now, We have the elections, municipal elections coming up here in just a matter of days, I guess a couple weeks away. And what I want to know is who are you voting for and why? You know, I've opened this up before. We've got several phone calls, but most of them apparently are very mad at one candidate or the other. And basically all they wanted to do is spew their venom, if you will. But I don't want that. I want to know who are you voting for? Who are you voting for mayor? Mayor Wayne Siebold or Lynn Johnson? Who are you voting for city council? Who are you voting for mayor up there in Huntington? How about city council, common council up in Huntington? I want to know. If you want to give me a call, I will let you, with this precious airtime here, tell me who you are supporting and why. So all of you, supporters of all these candidates out there, and I know there are because I see signs everywhere, I'll be nice. I won't bite, I promise. 765-662-1400. Give us a call. Tell us who you're voting for and why. Who's the best person to be mayor of Marion or Huntington? Who's the best person to be your city councilman? This is your big chance. 765-662-1400. Now, you all know where Barry Bunker is. You all know about Barry Bunker. And, yes, I said y'all again. Barry Bunker Chevrolet is your hometown Chevy and used car dealership. Whether you're looking for that new Chevy or that perfect used vehicle, Barry Bunker Chevrolet has the car or truck you're looking for at the price no one will beat. And when I say no one, what do I really mean? That's right, no one. With their amazing inventory and deals to move that inventory, that's important. Barry Bunker Chevrolet is your one stop for Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area for that new Chevy or used vehicle. I mean, let's say you're sitting in Huntington, I need a new car. Where are you going to go? You're going to head to Fort Wayne, to the big city traffic and the big city dealerships? No. Take the 25-minute ride down here to Barry Bunker Chevrolet. That's what I would suggest. Now let's talk service. Keeping your GM vehicle running at its best should not be complicated, and there shouldn't be any guesswork involved. Let Barry Bunker Chevrolet's. Let Barry Bunker Chevrolet's certified service technicians make maintenance simple for you. I'm starting to see double. The fever's kicking in. They're the one-stop shop for all of your maintenance needs. So here's what you need to do. Give Barry a call. You know, he's always on the showroom floor. 866-466-1956. Again, 866-466-1956. You can go online and visit them at barrybunker.com and see their entire inventory. That's how I check it out. Or just head on over to their store at 1307 North Wabash here in Marion and experience the Barry Bunker Chevrolet difference. Of course, I should not have to say this because you all know it, but here it goes anyway. The name that is on the door is always on the showroom floor, Barry Bunker Chevrolet. All right, who are you voting for? Who are you supporting? Mayor Wayne Siebold? Lynn Johnson? Who are you voting for city council? Who are you voting for up in Huntington? Brooks Fetters? Tony Hiles? Jay Reinhart? I want to know. 765-662-1400. Tell me who you're voting for and why. Right here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Welcome to the Warwick Hotel. Let me get your bags. This way, please. You're staying on 13. Most of our guests try to avoid the 13th floor after what happened. They say that the souls of those who perished there are trapped, and they want revenge. Well, nothing to concern yourself with. Here we are, 13th floor. see you at checkout time.
Haunted Hotel, the 13th floor, downtown Huntington. Accepting reservations every weekend in October. Get discount coupons wherever you buy Pepsi. Get tickets at hauntedhuntington.com. Haunted Hotel, the 13th floor. A new season of fear is here.
Going down?
Buy your tickets now at hauntedhuntington.com.
Work out anytime you want, 24/7 at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion. We offer the very best cardio equipment with satellite TV on each piece, over 10,000 pounds of free weights, and group fitness, including Zumba. Sign up now and get an extra free month with your new membership. Work out for less than a dollar a day, plus have free access to all Anytime Fitness locations anywhere in the country. Stop in for a free 7-day pass only at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion.
New Market's Meat Bonanza Sale. Ground beef, $1.99 a pound. Whole pork loin, $1.99 a pound. Boneless, skinless chicken breast, $1.99 a pound. Kellogg's cereal, $1.49. Butter, 2 for $6. Campbell's chicken or tomato soup, 2 for $1. Don't forget their 10 for $10 sale. Buns, a pound carrots, cucumbers, green peppers, chicken thighs or drumsticks. Shoppers value hot dogs, banquet value meals, Yoder salads, Hunt spaghetti sauce, Italian bread, brownie mix, toaster pastries, and much more. All 10 for $10, only at New Markets.
We can't preheat the oven for you, but WBAT can be a radio kitchen helper when we present Cuisine Curiosities with Brad Luzatter.
You don't have to go and become a vegan or go organic or anything to that effect. Still be healthy. We don't want to get away from any of the sweets that we know that a lot of people enjoy.
Brad's visit the second Thursday of each month can take you from novice cook to professional chef. Call with your questions during Cuisine Curiosities on WBAT.
You can call it Trading Post. You can call it Tell and Sell. You can even call it Tradio. Most of all, you can call it Weekday Mornings on 1400 WBAT. Actually, we call it the Swap Shop. It's your free way to sell, buy, trade, and give away items, as well as promote rummage, yard, and garage sales. The Swap Shop is sponsored by Home Healthcare Associates. Call 662-1400 or email, fax, mail, or drop off your information for the Swap Shop on 1400 WBAT.
While you take care of the grocery market trips, let WBAT take care of the other markets.
This is Ann Kramer for Financial Advisors Royce and Luke Mitchell of Edward Jones, member of the New York Stock Exchange, bringing the daily financial market report.
WBAT presents the stock report from the Edward Jones offices of Royce and Luke Mitchell, as well as the grain market update from Central Indiana Ethanol.
Good evening from Central Indiana Ethanol. This is Tammy with the Chicago Board of Trade grain market update.
The numbers you need to know are here on 1400 WBAT.
This is Don Rumsfeld, and you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show.
Drove downtown in the rain, 9:30 on a Tuesday, just to check out the late night record shop. Got it in Boston, got it in Boston, got it in Spain. When I'm surrounded, I just can't stop. It's a matter of instinct, it's a matter of conditioning, and a matter of fight. You can go where Pavlov's off. Ring a bell and I'll salivate. How'd you like that? Dr. Landy, tell me, I'm just a pentagon. It's red and white, lying in bed, just like a Brian.
All right, we are back on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Again, we are putting the call out to all of you politicos out there. Who are you voting for and why, even if it's for yourself? Give us a call, 765-662-1400, and we will talk. All right, before I do have one caller on, before we get to him, I need to tell you about Schaefer's Indiana Turf. They're just up the road in Fort Wayne, and they are the place to go for all of your mowing needs this fall and all of your snow removal needs this winter. You know you're going to need it. That includes the Ariens snow throw snow blowers, Gravely mowers, and of course, they're still one of Indiana's largest Dixie Chopper dealers. Schaefer's Indiana Turf has been in business since 1929. And if you're doing the math, that's a really, really long time. Or if you're actually doing the math, that's over 82 years of serving Fort Wayne, Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area. They still carry all the top brands, Ariens Snow Throw, Gravely and Hustler Mowers, Dixie Chopper. They even have the Echo Chainsaws and Leaf Blowers, and you're going to need those leaf blowers. Keep in mind, it doesn't matter where you bought it or what brand it is. Schaefer's Indiana Turf can and will fix it in their state-of-the-art service center. Give them a call, 260-489-3391. You can visit their store just up the highway in Fort Wayne at 5202 West Washington Center Road, or visit them on the web at indianaturf.com. Of course, the best tagline that I have ever come across. Remember, if you mow it, blow it. See, I can't even read my... Remember, if you grow it, mow it, or blow it, Schaefer's can help. Got distracted there for a minute. Had to cough and about gagged. All right. We're going to go to the phones. I got a phone caller here. Caller, your name and who you voting for.
Hi, I'm Steve Henderson. I'm running for city council in District 1, and I'll have to vote for myself, I guess.
Let's hope so.
Oh, man. I tell you, I'm on the road, so I'm having a little trouble hearing you, but we're on the way to the state party for the Republican fall dinner down here, and looking to hook up with a bunch of good people down here today.
Tell Paul Ryan I said hi.
I will do that.
Let me ask you this. Obviously, you're voting for yourself. Why should people vote for you then, real quick?
Well, I bring a lot to the table here because this is my first time running. I'm a newcomer, so I'm not an incumbent. But, you know, ever since I won the primary, we've gotten some attention from some of the other council members and some of the administration, and we've gotten some streets paved up in our area and gotten some communication going there, and I hope people will look at some of the streets and things that we've gotten fixed since the primary and know that I'm in there trying to get some different things done that we needed done in that area.
Well, hey, thanks a lot, and good luck in the election, and you know, I guess good luck.
Yeah, and I wanted to tell you, I got 105 signs out in there, and I want to thank you for the show you're doing. I think it's a good show, and I think it gives the opportunity to everybody to kind of view their, you know, everybody's different aspects, and, you know, good luck to everybody else that's running.
Well, hey, we have Purdue and Notre Dame and IU fans on here, so.
Yeah, well, I used to be an IU fan, but now Bobby's gone, so I don't know. I just root for all of them now.
Thanks a lot, and drive safely.
Okay, you be good.
All right. If you want to chime in on who you're voting for, why, give me a call, 765-662-1400. Now, just before we had the caller on, you heard the Anytime Fitness ad. Keep in mind, you go into Anytime Fitness. They're right up there next door to Marsh North here in Marion. You go in, get that membership. And that membership right now starts at less than $1 a day for a one-year membership. That is huge. And that membership gets you 24/7 access, and it gets you into any Anytime Fitness across the U.S. But most of all, you go in there and you mention my name. Tell them how great I am, how awful I am, whatever the case is, and what they will do. They'll give you 2 free months on top of that one-year membership. Pretty simple. All right, I'm looking for phone calls. 765-662-1400. If you want to chime in on who you're voting for and why. Now, I came across an article the other day that was on ABC.com, ABCNews.com, and maybe you guys can help me with this because I don't know if I agree with it or not. And if you want to chime in on what I'm about to read to you here, you can give me a call at 765-662-1400. Now, the name of the article, Is the Tea Party a Religious Movement? The article starts off by saying, if there's an anthem for the Tea Party, it's Krista Branch's song, I Am America, her fans say. It calls for freedom and accountability, has made Branch a hit in conservative circles, but the song's religious theme has been a bigger attention grabber. I've got some news. We're taking names. We're waiting now for the judgment day, Branch warns to the kings, politicians sitting on their thrones. Let me ask you this. We've seen it in some of the other Tea Parties. Is the Tea Party becoming a religious movement beyond calling for less government, less spending? Now, I can tell you for a fact, I have been to a couple of these Tea Party meetings. More than a few, actually. And I've seen some of them, and some of them do have a very biblical or religious context to them. But is it a religious movement? I don't know. I guess that's best for you to decide. Again, if you want to chime in on this or who you are voting for, you can give us a call at 765-662-1400. This is your turn to rant about who you're voting for and why. Who do you want to be your mayor? Two-term incumbent, Mayor Wayne Siebold, or newcomer, Lynn Johnson? Tell me. I want to know. 765-662-1400. All right. Who are you voting for city council? Who are you voting for up in Huntington? Should be interesting. All right, want to thank our guests this hour. We had no guests this hour, but coming up at the bottom of this hour, we have Evan Williams. He is the editor of bleedingblackandgold.blogspot.com. He writes a blog on everything Boilermakers. He is going to give us a call and talk about the Boilers as they host Illinois tomorrow at high noon at Ross Age Stadium in West Lafayette. Boilers reeling a little bit, coming off probably what they would consider a disappointing loss last weekend. Illinois just getting smoked last weekend. So it should be a very interesting matchup tomorrow from Ross Aid. Also, we'll talk a little Notre Dame-USC action. The Irish host, the Trojans from USC tomorrow. And that is always a great rivalry game to watch, starting out at 7:30, coming on at 7:30 tomorrow on NBC. Under the Lights, prime time, up at Notre Dame. Should be very interesting. All right, to the bottom of the hour news when we come back. Evan Williams from BleedingBlackAndGold.com.
Hello, my name is Paul Usher. I'm the president and CEO of Marion General Hospital. My wife, Marcia, and I believe that the United Way organization offer a great service to our community. They provide services to a lot of people in our community that need them so desperately, and they're so very important that we really feel it's our moral and community obligation to support the United Way. We would encourage everyone to support to the extent they can so we can continue these services in our community. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Lovell, the host of Indiana Sports Talk, and I understand that Grant County sports fans are passionate about their teams, and that's why I'm part of the WBAT sports team, to satisfy your hunger for more local, regional, and state sports coverage. Following Marion and Grant County weekend games, stick around for a complete look at scores, highlights, and coaches' comments from across the Hoosier State. Indiana Sports Talk, Friday and Saturdays from 9:30 until midnight on 1400 WBAT, now delivering more sports than ever.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get their flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty, the same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-291-8732 to get your free copy now. 800-291-8732. 800-291-8732.
There's a time bomb in your wallet. It's the 5-plus credit cards you've been living on that you're barely able to make the minimum payments on. And when the time bomb goes off, it'll put you in a world of hurt. Here's the first sign your time bomb is about to go off. You can barely make your minimum payments. Here's the second sign. The interest rates on your credit cards are as high as 30%. Here's the third time bomb sign. You're getting collection calls and letters. Don't let the time bomb go off. Call the Debt Helpline today. Let us help you get out of credit card debt and turn off the time bomb.
866-484-9613. 866-484-9613. If you have $10,000 or more in debt, call now for your free analysis.
866-484-9613. 866-484-9613.
Bringing local news to Marion, Fowlerton, and all of Grant County. We are 1400 WBAT.
From the 1400 WBAT newsroom, I'm Weston Lee. Indiana's unemployment rate for September was up slightly, but state officials say the jobless rate for Grant County was improved over August. The state's September jobless rate stood at 8.9%, up 0.2% from August, but that still was better than every surrounding state. The national unemployment rate for September was 9.1%. Grant County's unemployment rate in September was 9.8%, down from the August rate of 10.5%. Surrounding counties show Blackford County still has the fourth highest unemployment rate in the state at 10.6%. Miami County has the sixth highest jobless rate in Indiana at 10.4%. Howard County stood at 9.8% in September. Madison County at 9.7%. Delaware County at 9.3%. Tifton County at 8.8%, Huntington and Wabash counties both stood at 8.7%, and Wells County had the lowest jobless rate in the area at 7.3% for September. And a Marion police detective has been disciplined for sending out an email promoting a political event. Detective Brian Sharp sent out an email to other officers about an upcoming bowling event that will benefit the campaign of incumbent Mayor Wayne Siebold. Police Chief David Gilbert said Sharp admitted sending out the email, but Gilbert said he apparently did so without trying to influence votes. Instead, Sharp was apparently just trying to publicize the event for a friend who happens to own the bowling alley where the event is going to be held. And finally, a Miami County Correctional Facility inmate who was already serving a life sentence for murder has been sentenced to an additional 60 years in prison for killing his cellmate. And the judge in his latest case has ordered him segregated from other inmates so he will not kill again. 56-year-old Joseph Brown pleaded guilty Thursday to killing 53-year-old Charles Miller of Kokomo earlier this year while the two men shared a cell at the Miami County Correctional Facility. From the 1400 WBAT Newsroom, I'm Weston Lee. The 1400 WBAT forecast for the rest of today, mostly sunny, breezy, and a little warmer, highs near 55. Tonight, mostly clear and areas of frost after midnight, lows around 35. Saturday, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy in the afternoon, highs near 60 degrees. You're listening to 1400 WBAT, your connection for sports, news, and information.
Danny Hope, the head football coach at Purdue, and you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show.
I fire.
Like open the fridge and stuff, and there are always food laid out for us with little pre-wrapped sausages and things.
They have pre-wrapped sausages, but they don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
Well, can you blame them?
Yeah.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a fur coat, but not a real fur coat. That's cruel. And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep. Like a llama or an emu.
And if I...
A llama or an emu, which do you prefer if you had $1 million? I'm saying neither. Those are both kind of freaky. Don't really know if I'd want either one, a llama or an emu. All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. We'll get to our guests here in just a second, which will include Tom Marquis, co-host of this show from 4:30, which it is now, to 6 p.m., and Evan Williams. He is the editor of Black and Gold, bleedingblackandgold.blogspot.com. We have a link to it on Gary L. Snyder. Check him out. He is all Purdue, I assume, since he bleeds black and gold. All right, Freightco, they are a leading freight company in Northeast Indiana, and they are growing, and they want you. That's right. Freightco is looking for owner-operators who want miles and home time. This sounds like you, then listen up. Freightco offers a 92-cent CPM plus, that's in addition to, for all you St. Louis Cardinal fans out there, a competitive FSC, and that's on all dispatches. Now, I don't know what those mean, but I bet if you're an owner-operator, you do. Freightco drivers average 2,500-plus miles a week and are home on the weekends. Freightco offers consistent lanes with many being drop and hook. So if you're looking for a company that puts customers and employees first, or you just want more information on what Freightco has to offer, give Ray a call. He's waiting, 866-397-2581. You better hurry up. He goes home in 22 minutes. Again, 866-397-2581, or you can visit them on the web at freightco.org. Freightco, they are a freight moving company. All right, joining us now, I hope... You know, you never know with these phones. It's Tom Marquis. Tom, are you there?
I am here. Salutations. Happy TGIF.
Holy crap, it worked. All right. Also joining us, I hope, is Evan Williams from bleedingblackandgold.blogspot.com. Evan, are you there?
I'm here, Gary. Thanks for having me.
That is amazing the way technology works. All right, Evan, welcome to the show. This is your first time on my show. Tell people a little bit about your blog and what you do.
Well, I'm a student at Purdue University. I'm a sophomore. And I have my own blog, Bleeding Gold and Black, at blogspot.com. And I just cover Purdue athletics. I focus on football and basketball being the main two, but I also like to cover everything else, too.
Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, I was waiting on you, Gary. Well, Evan, so glad that you could join us. I know you've been over on my show on the balance a few times, and you always give a good insight on Purdue University. So without further ado, let's talk a little bit about Purdue-Illinois game coming up here. What are your thoughts? What are the keys to the game? Obviously, Purdue has kind of just been down this season. So what are some of the things they need to do this weekend?
Well, it's a big game this weekend, Tom. It's homecoming here at Purdue. There's a lot of alumni coming into town. It's really exciting around campus. Illinois comes in. They're a tough team. They're 6-1. They lost their first game of the season last week to Ohio State, 17-7. And I'm looking for a really good game tomorrow. Illinois has some close wins. They've beaten Northwestern by 3, Arizona State, and Western Michigan all by 3. So they've played some close games. So I think Purdue can definitely win this game tomorrow. They just have to be consistent, and they have to contain Illinois quarterback Nathan Shielhaus. He's a big threat, passing and running. He's their leading rusher as well. So I think if Purdue can shut him down and shut down their top receiver, A.J. Jenkins, they have a really good shot at this game.
Now, heading into tomorrow's game, do we expect to see both quarterbacks again, Robert Marv and Caleb Terabush?
I do think Coach Hope will play both Terabush and Marv. They haven't really decided whether they're going to just keep one now. So I think we'll see both of them. They both had struggles in last game, each through crucial interceptions, which led to Penn State scores. So I think they'll both see time. Turbush is still the starter, though, and we'll see the majority of the snaps.
Now, Evan, one of the things we were talking a little bit about the running game. Purdue has a pretty good running game, but not exactly perfect. And Illinois, on the other hand, can tie you up pretty quickly, as they proved with Indiana University. Of course, anybody can tie them up pretty quickly. But what are your thoughts on the running game and defense, I should say, of Illinois and the running game of Purdue? Because they seem to be doing all right, but then when they get in a pinch, they lose momentum, and there's a downward slide that seems to happen.
Illinois has a very solid running game. They have a lot of guys who have multiple touchdowns. Shieldhouse can run. They have three other guys who have four or five touchdowns. So it's going to be tough to stop them. Purdue's defensive line is really going to have to hold strong and not allow Illinois to get too much momentum going on the run game. Last week against Penn State, they let Silas Red run for 130 yards, and that really hurt Purdue, and Penn State kind of had the offensive momentum throughout the game. So I think for Purdue defensively, they just have to limit the running opportunities of Illinois. And then I think on the other side, on Purdue's offense, Ralph Bolden and Akeem Shavers both have to get going early, and they have to pull off some big runs and kind of catch Illinois on their toes and make sure they can provide some offense for the Boilers. Both of them have been really solid this year, Bolden and Shavers. Shavers comes in as a junior college transfer, and he's been awesome. I mean, he's more than what Purdue expected, and I think if Bolden and Shavers can get going tomorrow, I think it's a really good shot at winning.
Now, they're coming off what I would probably deem as a disappointing loss at Penn State, a game they probably could have won, probably a game they were expecting to win. What's the psyche right now of the Boilers after coming off that Penn State loss last week?
It was definitely a disappointing loss to Penn State. They were on the road, but they still had a really legitimate shot to win. Purdue had some first-half field goals that could have easily been touchdowns. Kicker Carson Wiggs missed a field goal and an extra point. I mean, if Purdue converts all of those, they win by two touchdowns. So I think while it was a disappointing loss, they did make some improvements on offense and defense. They limited Penn State pretty well. I mean, other than the running game of Silas Red. But I think that they're still going to be pumped up to play and still be eager to play because it is homecoming here. It's a really big deal, really big game. I think they want to rebound from last week. This is a big matchup because if Purdue wins this, that puts them in so much better of a position to get a bowl bid than if they drop to 3-4.
Hey, and are you guys there?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I thought I lost you there just for a second there. Evan, homecoming, you mentioned it, pretty big game. I know that they've got a big game on Sunday, but any chance that Drew Brees will make an appearance back at Purdue or Curtis Painter?
I'm not sure. It'd be pretty cool if both of them were to come back and watch the game. I know Juwan Johnson is on campus, the Boston Celtics forward, but I haven't heard any news of if Brees or Painter was going to be here.
Hey, guys, can we hold on to a break?
Absolutely.
All right, you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
While you take care of the grocery market trips, let WBAT take care of the other markets.
This is Ann Kramer for Financial Advisors Royce and Luke Mitchell of Edward Jones, member of the New York Stock Exchange, bringing the daily financial market report.
WBAT presents the stock report from the Edward Jones offices of Royce and Luke Mitchell, as well as the grain market updates from Central Indiana Ethanol.
Good evening from Central Indiana Ethanol. This is Tammy with the Chicago Board of Trade grain market update.
The numbers you need to know are here on 1400 WBAT.
For every passing play, every running play, every win, and every loss, there is one man making all the calls. Get ready to dig deep into this week's game and relive all of last week's plays. It's Real Talk About Your Team with Inside Ivy Football with head coach Kevin Wilson.
Join us Monday nights at 7:05 for the Inside IU Football Show with Kevin Wilson. We are your IU football connection in Grant County, WBAT.
Hello, this is Governor Mike Huckabee, and you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show.
I can win this fight, though. Thank you, Ben Fold 7. Winter is rapidly approaching, although you probably can't tell it outside today, but it is. Trust me. I've been through a few of these. Winter's coming. Winter is rapidly approaching, and time is running out to get that much-needed work done on your home. Got a leaky roof or storm damage? I hate when that happens. Give Dominion Home Builders a call now. He's waiting. 317-523-8414. Dominion Home Builders is an honest, top-notch general contractor serving not only Central and East Central, but also North Central Indiana. Call them now, 317-523-8414. Again, 317-523-8414. Or you can visit them online at dhbindiana.com. Dominion Home Builders, structurally sound, distinguished by excellence. And if you can't remember that, then you probably need some help. But other than that, just go to GaryLSnyder.com. You'll see the Dominion Home Builders logo. Click on it. Takes you right there. Set up a free estimate for any of your home improvement needs. You know, I do that so well sometimes I scare myself, Tom.
You scare me every day. You scare young children, though. So, I mean...
Even my own cower from me.
I totally believe that.
Evan, wasn't that a great commercial read?
That was excellent, Gary.
I like you already. All right, heading into this game, the offensive side for Purdue. What does Purdue have to do against that Illinois defense to get some points on the board and win this game?
I just think Purdue needs to execute on their offensive opportunities. Last week we saw against Penn State, there was a couple times they should have had touchdowns but had to settle for a field goal. And, I mean, that could have been the difference of the game. They only lost by 5 points. So I think they just need to be consistent and execute and come up with the first downs. I'd still like to see a little more longer passing game. Purdue seems to settle a lot of times for the short passes. And both Caleb Turbush and Robert Marv have great arms. They can really throw the ball downfield. So I'd like to see guys, you know, Purdue's got a lot of fast receivers, Antavian Edison, Gary Bush, Tommy Thomas. I'd like to see those guys get downfield a little bit and break off a big catch and run.
Now, Evan, you know, continuing on that theme we were just talking about before break, Curtis Painter, Drew Brees, storyline that a lot of people aren't talking about, but what are your thoughts of how Curtis Painter is doing and gets to meet head-on Drew Brees in a game that's probably one of the biggest of his life?
I mean, it's great to see a Purdue alum playing in the NFL and starting. Painter's had a tough time in some games, but he's also at games when he's been great. You know, he can't do it all himself. He is coming in with very little experience, so every game he's getting better and better. And I think it's cool with the matchup between Painter and Brees, and it should be a good game. I think if the Colts can play good defense, then the game can go either way.
Now, since our show has no direction whatsoever, I'm going to take you, what does the Purdue defense need to do to stop the Illinois offense to get the win?
Purdue defense just has to really shut down Illinois' run game. I think that's their biggest weapon. They have a quarterback in Shieldhouse who can run the ball very well. He's their leading rusher. He's got almost 400 yards rushing, a couple touchdowns in the year. The defensive line has to play strong in this game. They have to get in the backfield and cause trouble whenever they can. I think also if Purdue cornerback Ricardo Allen can shut down Illinois' best receiver, A.J. Jenkins, then that takes out a huge portion of their offense. Shieldhouse has 11 touchdowns on the year, I want to say. Yeah, he has 11. And Jenkins accounts for 7 of those. So he's definitely Shieldhouse's number one target. So if Allen can effectively shut down Jenkins, then I think Purdue will do a good job of limiting Illinois' offense.
Evan, looking forward to the Big Ten season and the rest of the season, how do you think that Purdue matches up with the rest of the Big Ten, especially teams like Wisconsin, Nebraska, and some of the big teams, and what do you think their chances are for a bowl bid this year?
Purdue's schedule definitely gets harder from here on out. They have a really tough schedule coming up. They've got Wisconsin, Ohio State, Michigan, and those are all very good teams. And I think that Purdue's going to have to pull off some big upsets to make it to a bowl game this year. They really need this game tomorrow against Illinois. That'll put them at 4-3. And then, I mean, if they can pull off an upset and then beat IU at the end of the year, hopefully, then I think they have a pretty good chance of getting to a bowl.
All right. You mentioned just before break about Wiggs missing an extra point and a field goal. He was touted as one of the nation's top kickers coming into this season. He definitely has the leg, but his accuracy may be not the best here of late. Just going through a slump, what's the deal with Mr. Wiggs?
I think Wiggs, because he's normally such a consistent kicker and he's such a good kicker, that any time he makes a mistake, it's just magnified. He didn't have a very good game last week, missed the field goal, missed an extra point. But I think Carson's overall done a very good job this year, and he's going to continue to do a good job for the Boilers.
Tom, wrap it up here for us.
Yeah, Evan, I know we've only got just a few more minutes, and we share a love of another team together, the St. Louis Cardinals. You and I are both diehard Cardinal fans. Obviously, the Cardinals let one slip by yesterday. What are your thoughts of Game 2 and going into the series starting up in Texas?
Last night was obviously a very disappointing loss. Jaime Garcia pitched an outstanding game, his best start of the postseason, and he just didn't get a lot of run support. I mean, sure, the Cardinals had the lead going into the ninth, but they only had a one-run lead. They only put one run on the board. And also, Mott had been outstanding throughout the playoffs. He'd only allowed one hit prior to last night entering the game. So, I mean, you can't win them all. I don't think that this gives the Rangers a huge advantage going into Texas. I think the Cardinals are still very much in this and very much able to win the World Series.
All right, only thing I have to say about this is...
You ain't right, Gary. You ain't right, my brother. But you do have a mug. You have a mug.
All right. Evan, real quick, anything else you want to get off your chest before we let you go to our, I think, 11 listeners right now, and give us a score for tomorrow?
All right, tomorrow I'm going to predict an Illinois victory, unfortunately. I think that...
You're not even wearing your Homer hat here?
The Fighting Illini have too much on offense, and Purdue has not proven to me yet that they can shut down a powerful running game. It's going to be close. I'm going to say it's going to be 28-24 Illini.
And Purdue loses homecoming. All right, give everybody Facebook, stalkers on Twitter, websites, all that good stuff.
All right, well, everyone, you can find my blog at bleedinggoldenblack.blogspot.com. I update it pretty regularly. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Evan_Williams25.
No Facebook? Everybody has a Facebook today.
I have Facebook, but I keep that for my non-sports life.
You mean you have a non-sports life at Purdue?
I do occasionally. I try.
Anything else for Evan, Tom?
No, Evan, I really appreciate you joining us, and it's always a pleasure to have you. Like I said, you're always more than welcome on this show or on The Balance at any time. Don't be a stranger.
All right, thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.
Boy, you know, Tom, you know, how many careers do we have to launch here on the Gary Snyder Show besides ours?
I tell you what, I think we need to start getting a percentage of it. We hook up with these young college kids that are just enthusiastic about their teams and are willing to just come on our show here and talk and make us look good. I mean,
you know, and the awesome thing about it is, you know, it's pretty much slave labor because they work for free because they're college interns.
I know. They're NCAA. You can't pay them anything. You know, I don't make the regulations. I'm just...
I mean, poor Jimmy Cavanaugh, he's got to go up in the press box and watch an entire IU game. I'm sure there's some kind of labor relations thing we're screwing up there for him.
Probably. He's got a rough life. I know Jimmy the intern has a real rough life, and, you know, maybe some of our listeners can reach out to him and try to help him, you know, get established in life, maybe be a parent to him. He needs money. Send him money, guys.
He's actually going to be calling the Iowa IU game tomorrow for W, whatever the IU station is down there. And he finally invited me on his show. So I'm kind of excited about that. And he did want me to point out to you that he knew about Gunnar Kiel before anybody else.
Well, that's good. I mean, we'll probably get into that tomorrow on The Balance, that's for sure.
Yeah, what do you think of that? Gunnar probably heeding his older brother's advice and getting the hell out of Dodge, if you will, before he even got in. And the IndyStar.com is reporting he will even be up in the at the Notre Dame USC game tomorrow.
Oh, I had not heard that, but that doesn't surprise me. And you know, hey, it's going to be interesting. We'll see how it all pans out.
Does he leave or not? What's your gut feeling here? And I'm not talking about the burrito you ate for lunch.
Does he leave? Is that what you said?
That's what I said.
I don't think he does.
You don't think so? I think he's gone. I think he will be wearing the new Golden Dome next year.
I don't think so.
I'll make sure of it tonight or tomorrow night.
All right, you do that because Gary Snyder has all kinds of power.
If you really believe that, you are screwed up.
You got your own coffee mug, so.
But I'm running out. Everybody wants one. They want my mug on their mug in the morning.
That's right. Absolutely.
All right, Tom, I'm going to let you go so you can get everything else ready to go. Talk to you here in a few, my friend.
All righty.
All right, want to thank Evan Williams. Did I say that right? I don't know. There's so many guests I can't. Evan Williams, he is the editor-in-chief of bleedingblackandgold.blogspot.com, previewing the Boilers homecoming tomorrow at Ross Aid against the Illinois Fighting Illini. Are they still the Fighting Illini? I don't know, with all that all of that political correctness crap. I don't know if they're still the Fighting Illini. All right. Coming up, we should have Mike Leach, former Texas Tech head football coach, and Cliff Tanner. Cliff is not going to join us from Radio Speed Talk. We actually get Pete LaFuchsia. Yay! Here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Your source for CBS News and the Osgood File is 1400 WBAT Marion.